Catriona by Robert Louis Stevenson. The book is preceded by a dedication. To Charles Baxter, writer to the Signet. My dear Charles, it is the fate of sequels to disappoint those who have waited for them, and my David, having been left to kick his heels for more than a lustre in the British Linen Company's office, must expect his late reappearance to be greeted with hoots, if not with missiles. Yet when I remember the days of our explorations, I am not without hope. There should be left in our native city some seed of the elect. Some long-legged, hot-headed youth must repeat today our dreams and wanderings of so many years ago. He will relish the pleasure, which should have been ours, to follow among named streets and numbered houses the country walks of David Balfour, to identify Dean and Silver Mills and Broughton and Hope Park and Pilrig and poor old Loch End, if it still be standing, and the Figgit Twins, if there be any of them left, or to push, on a long holiday, so far afield as Gillane or the Bass. So perhaps his eye shall be opened to behold the series of the generations, and he shall weigh with surprise his momentous and nugatory gift of life. You are still, as when first I saw, as when I last addressed you, in the venerable city which I must always think of as my home, and I have come so far, and the sights and thoughts of my youth pursue me, and I see, like a vision, the youth of my father, and of his father, and the whole stream of lives flowing down there, far in the north, with the sound of laughter and tears, to cast me out in the end, as by a sudden freshet, on these ultimate islands, and I...